4, CPA Mobile.
For RJN, where are you going?
Okay.
You got stepped on. Say that again.
I said, I'm going crazy. You want to go?
Hi, brother.
Sure. Oh, I'm headed down to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription.
I would have bet next month's rent you were headed to the tennis court, but good thing I just didn't bet then.
Gone at 9 this morning, but didn't, and they have a clinic at from 6 to 7 I can go to, and then I'm, and that's in the bubble, and then I'm playing with the league from 7 to 8:30 in the bubble, so, what's that, 2.5 hours? I get 2.5 hours of tennis in today.
Really need to get yourself a hobby, you know?
I do. I just don't have enough time on my hands. I mean, enough time. I don't have enough to do. I put up a new garage door opener yesterday. There was nothing wrong with the old one, but I'm sure it was getting ready to go. And boy, that thing was just so noisy. And I bought a belt drive Genie and put that thing up, and oh man, it is so quiet. And already got my car programmed to it, and when my wife gets home from work, I'll program her car to it, and it's got two. It comes with two little fobs that you put on your sun visor, so we'll probably, our daughter's living with us, and son-in-law will probably give those to them so they can get in.
In this house are pretty quiet. They're a lot quieter than the ones in the house that I built in Anderson. And those were brand new. Those things were noisy. I barely hear them.
And then in the garage doing something one day, and I had the door down, and my wife came home and opened the door, and man, when that thing started up, I about jumped out of my skin.
Down here in the basement, when she comes home, the only way I know she's home is the dog starts barking. But I can't tell the difference. I can hear it, but I can't tell the difference between that and when the heat pump kicks in.
Right above this is a bonus room, and it's and of course it's a pretty good sized room, and it's a bedroom for our kids right now, and if you're laying there in bed. You were asleep. You weren't asleep after the door opened. The old one.
Well, it was in my house in Anderson, the bonus room over the garage. And when that garage door opened, you could definitely hear it up there. It vibrated the floor a little bit when it went up.
Okay. Now, am I hitting the repeater okay? Dale Shriners Hospital, 291 Rutherford. You can stop in certain places and you can't even hear the repeater. You can't key it up or anything.
Some scratchy spots along in there. I've heard Steve come in and out running on that road and around in that area, and there's dead spots in there.
So when I stop, I try to watch the signal strength meter. And generally, if I'm receiving the repeater, well, then I can hit it as well. So gas most of the time anyway. But I'll be, I'm headed over to our pharmacy in the hospital at Memorial. We use Upstate Pharmacy. And my wife, of course, she works at Prisma, so we get our drugs real cheap. I like cheap drugs. And I think she has a couple for me to pick up too, as a matter of fact. It's a little bit of a drive, but I don't mind, because I don't have anything else to do. Like you said, I need to get a hobby.
Roger that. Anyway, so any big plans for the day?
My phone call, I apologize, KB4CPA.
KN4RGN, I'm listening.
KB4CPA mobile. Not that last part. That's what we call proactive procrastination.
Either that or never put off till tomorrow, which you can get somebody else to do for you.
I have found myself paying people to do stuff that I could do. I just don't want to do it anymore. So, you know, it depends on what it is.
There are certain things I'd rather do myself, but there's other stuff that's like, no, I'm going to get somebody that's got a little bit more expertise and the proper tools. After 20 years in the Army and doing field expedient stuff with whatever you've got handy, I'm tired of doing that. I'll hire somebody that's got the right tools and the right experience and the right training to come in and take care of it for me. And even if I can take care of it myself, it's, you know, I'd rather...
I changed my own oil, and this thing takes 8 quarts of full synthetic 520, and I just you know, the lube techs, and even in a dealership, that's basically all they do is oil change and tire rotation, and so I just can't trust my car to, you know, one of those, and, you know, they may not know how much oil to put in. I've seen them leave the oil caps off and just stuff like that, and, I want it done right.
I can understand that. I take mine into the dealership because, for one thing, changing my own oil, I've got no place to go with it, and it's too hard to find some place that'll take the used oil. And on that Jeep, that oil filter's not in the most convenient spot anyway, and it's like, yeah, you guys put it up, change the oil, rotate the tires, do your safety inspections and all that crap, and away we go. And I take it to the dealership where I bought it. So if they screw it up, you know, I'm going to be in there pounding on somebody's desk anyway.
I have a lifetime oil change tire rotation thing. It's free. So, and with my wife's car, and it's nice because hers is full synthetic too, and and they'll recommend other things, and I just, you know, cabin air filter and stuff like that, and, you know, I can do those myself. It's not a big deal. I've probably done about 500 of them or more, maybe 750. I replace as many cabin air filters as I could do it in my sleep.
I understand that. But, like I said, it's more of a pain for me anyway to do it myself and to let them do it. And like I said, if they screw it up, I'll be dancing all over that place because that's where I bought the last couple of cars, so they know me.
Nice thing about taking your car back to the dealership is they know the idiosyncrasies of the car. For instance, I'll give you an example. I worked at the Mazda dealership, and I know that the on some of the older model Mazda 3s, the rear sway bar length would the 14 millimeter nut would get loose, and I've seen them, you know, they would waller around until it just wore the threads off the thing. And so I got to where I would just, when I was walking around the car, I just got a 14 millimeter wrench. I had a long wrench, and it was a ratcheting wrench, and I would just check them, and if they were loose, I'd tighten them up, and I found a lot of them loose, and probably saved some people some money down the road, just stuff like that, you know. You know about the car that nobody else knows. Well, let me jump out of here. I'm in a parking place, so I'll be back in a minute. And you behave yourself. KB4CBA.
Well, the dog's telling me it's time to take a nap, so I'm going to hop on out of here. Behave. KM4RJN. I'm clear.
KB4CBA.